The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
And now, if Jesus has raised from the dead, and he'll do the same thing here at the platform that he did to Nathanael, to the woman at the well, and all through the scripture, how many out there, you newcomers, say, I will accept it. I believe it to be the Lord Jesus. Will you raise your hand and say, I will accept it. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Now may he do it, and may he, his poor humble servant here, find grace in his sight. As far as I know, there's not a person in the building outside of the platform here that I know of. You don't have to be on the platform. How many out there doesn't have prayer cards and wants God to heal you? Just raise your hand and say, I want God to heal me. Well, what I want you to do is look this way and believe that I've told you the truth. Now, if I've told you the truth, a man can come through California here, and I was on Pershing Square not long ago, they can say anything. But look, brother, when God speaks of it and says it's the truth, then you better believe God. See? A man can say anything, but the Bible in Hebrews 11th chapter, the second verse, it said that God confirms his gifts. He vindicates them, makes them known to be truth. And may God do it tonight, his gift, Jesus Christ, the greatest gift the world ever had. May he confirm and prove to you tonight by his great power through his humble servant that Jesus raised from the dead, and it's for one alternity that you might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For he is the only hope of salvation. You bring your lady. Now, after preaching, just a moment till we get quiet, and I'll ask if you will, Christian, in the name of our Lord Jesus, let every person keep seated, keep reverent, keep praying. I like to rejoice, but when you're coming to God, you've got to come sane, sensibly, reverent. Then after God does something for you, then give him praise and rejoice as much as you wish to. But first, come reverent. Listen to the Holy Spirit. See what he says. Now here's the whole thing. It's submitting yourself to the Holy Spirit. The woman standing there, I suppose she may be Spanish, looks a little like it, but I've never seen her, and you've never seen me, I suppose. We're perfectly strangers to each other. But God knows both of us. And there's not a person in the building that I see anywhere besides what's behind me here that I know of. Let the brother and sister Sakarian, the businessman sitting right there. Everyone else to me is a stranger. But there's none of you strangers to God. He knows every one of you. Now, what if the Lord Jesus was standing here with this suit on he gave me? What would he say to this woman? Now, if she's sick, I don't know. God does. But whatever was wrong with her, he'd talk to her first. Now, as far as healing her, he'd say, if she's sick, he'd say, I've already done that. You just believe it. But now he would have power to maybe, like he talked to the woman at the well, he said, bring me a drink, and begin to carry the conversation. She said, it's not customary for the Jews to ask Samaritans. Said, but if you know who you're talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. So the conversation went on. What was he doing? This is my thought. He was catching her spirit. And when he called her spirit, he found out where her trouble was. And he told her trouble, said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. He said, that's right, you got five. So she ran into the city, said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. Isn't this the very Christ? Now, standing here tonight, are you Spanish, sister? Spanish. Now, this is exactly another case of it. Spanish people, and I'm Irish, so it's two different nationalities of people. Now, here's a perfect picture of the woman at the well. Now, Jesus said, now, the things that I do, you'll do also. Now, what would he do? He'd talk to the woman. And if she's done anything in her life that's wrong, watch it be told. If something isn't under the blood, if she's here just a deceiver, watch what happens. Watch them come to the platform and pack her out for her last time. See? Now just keep your eyes, be reverent. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her, but Jesus does. Now, sister, usually the first person at night is usually the one that I have to talk to a minute. Then the anointing of the Holy Spirit catches me, then they take me out, see, after so long a time. But we're just two strangers that's met here on earth. And I, when he goes to talk, and just listen to him, see. But now I'm talking, and it's me, it'll be my voice, but it'll be him that's talking. You're conscious that something's going on, that you're in the presence of something besides just a man. You are a Christian. Because just immediately, as soon as you caught that same picture there, that's that light moving between us now. I see it myself. You're beginning to fade to me. In a few minutes, I know my voice will be coming through here, not my voice. It'll be something else in another world. That'll know you. You're here with a heart full of sorrow tonight. You're real extremely nervous because that you have a trouble with your breathing. I see you trying to lay down and you can't breathe right. You keep fighting for your breath. That's nervous trouble that's causing that. You also are concerned about a young man. It's your boy, and he's unsaved. And you've got some brothers that you're concerned about, and they're unsaved. And I see a young lady come in my view. It's your daughter. She is saved because it's white around her. She is a Christian. You've had a lot of trouble of sorrow. You've lost your husband. You've been a widow for several years. Those things are true. I don't remember what they was, but they're true, aren't they? If you'd raise your hand. You hear that? That wasn't me. That was someone who knows you. That's what you're feeling now. You know he's here, don't you? What was his word? If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Come here just a minute. Kind Heavenly Father, I bless this thy handmaid and ask for mercy for her. Grant the request of her heart, Lord, the healing of her body, and all things that she desires, may she go now. For I give them to her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister, you are healed, and your request is granted before God. If he knows what was, he surely knows what is. You'll never be bothered with that no more. You're well. God bless you. Everyone here should believe right now. The same thing Nathaniel said, come up in the prayer line. And Jesus said, you're a believer, an Israelite, no guile. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi, or Reverend, teacher, master? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. Is that right? What did Philip say, or Nathaniel? He said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus said, because I said I see you in the tree, do you believe? I wonder what the thoughts of this auditorium is tonight and these people. Every one of you ought to know that that's the Lord Jesus Christ. If you think it's something else, you'll never get no benefit from it. You believe it to be the Lord Jesus and watch what happens. Have faith. Excuse me, lady. I'm sorry. I'm just talking while I'm able to talk. Are we strangers to each other, lady? You've prayed for me, but I've never seen you. All right. Now, there's only one thing that I ask you to do, my sister. And I appreciate your prayers before anything happens. I appreciate your prayer. And it's only such people as you that prays for me that helps me to get along. And I pray that God will bless you. And may he reward you to give you the desire of your heart for praying for me. For this time, I see you've longed for this for some time. You've had lots of trouble. You have a heart trouble, and it's bad. The blockage in the heart. I see a doctor giving the examination. You've had an operation, but it wasn't on the heart, it's through the back. And they took out a kidney, and they got another kidney left, and it's a floating. You got a sister that's sick. She's here in California, a lovely place, a beautiful hospital, and she's got some kind of an hardening of the arteries, like. And she's been in the hospital or sick for about 2 years. I see you've been going back to see her. Those things are right, lady. Come here. Oh God, who created the heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon the woman and give her the desire of her heart. And Satan, you who've tried to hold her, you've lost the battle. Jesus Christ has come and you're defeated. Leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from her. Amen. Also put that handkerchief on your sick loved one for her healing. Amen. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to heal. Don't stir people. Please don't. It interrupts you. See, you see motion, the Holy Spirit. You see a vision like someone crossing the audience like that. And you're watching a vision. You see somebody actually moving and it interferes with you. They'll take me away just in a few minutes. So be reverent if you please. You believe, sister? You must believe. You're so sick. You got heart trouble. You got a tumor, and you got eye trouble. You got cataracts in your eyes. You can't see them, but they're on the back side of your eye. Many things. Come here just a minute. Dear Lord and Savior, may in the name of Jesus, thy Son, may this great power, omnipotent, come over this woman tonight and deliver her from all these afflictions. I send her home to be well in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thou hast said, whatever you say, believe it, it'll come to pass, and you shall have what you say. I believe you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now and be well. Now be reverent, have faith. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that God is able to say through His servant to you just as He did in the days gone by? And when the Lord Jesus was here, He said the things that He did that we'd do also. That's right. More of them cause Him more. You suffer with a kidney trouble. That kidney trouble is causing you to have peculiar feelings. I see you shivering like you're cold all the time, and you keep your feet from your legs, your knees down, you almost freeze. I see you standing on a street. It's the day, I believe. You were talking to a white woman, and that white woman told you about this meeting, and she brought you here tonight to go home well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe the Lord raised from the dead? He's here tonight, Christian friends. These things are not done as a stage show. This is for the glory of God. Now, if you were healed of something like that woman was, you'd be happy too and scream. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart. You'll get what you ask. Sir, do you believe God would heal you that heart trouble, sitting there with your foot out like that on that box looking this way? Think you're going to go home tonight without that crutch, just going home walking? You are. You sitting right next to him there, you have heart trouble also. You've got prostate trouble. You've got a pocketbook. It's got a little statement in it from a clinic that you have prostate trouble. Isn't that right? It is. You're going home well, too. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. That's good instruction, sister, to give that lady. Yeah, you with the hand with your nose to it like that. Instructing the lady there, that's fine. Sitting right here. The lady with the little hat on. You got a tumor, haven't you, lady? It's in your left side, isn't it? That's very nice. Now raise up and accept the Lord Jesus and be healed. God bless you. Now you can go home and be well. I never read the woman's mind. No, sir, that's wrong. Quit thinking that. Pardon me, is this the patient? How do you do? How do you do, lady? I just want to talk to you a moment. You realize you're standing in the presence of Him who will be your judge someday and be my judge? This is the first time you've ever felt like that, because you're closer now. Not because I'm standing here, but because that He is here. You're conscious of this. You're so sick, lady. You're suffering with everything. You have heart trouble, kidney trouble. You have colitis in the bowels. Your blood's bad. You're just a physical wreck. The doctors can't even do nothing for you. Your name is Mary, isn't it? You're from a place called Roland Hills, California. You're number 4, Hillside Lane. You've got a sister that's sick. You love her with all your heart. The woman has stomach trouble, your sister. She's nervous. Other things, complications. You've got a sick father, too, that's away from here. And your father, he has asthma, and he has a liver trouble. Piles. He's a minister. He's a Presbyterian preacher. His name is Tucker, and he lives in another country. It's wooded all around, hills. There's a big river runs by the city, and as you come into the city on a road 23, there's a graveyard or something on the left-hand side, and there's a big river. It's the Ohio River. And he is in Kentucky, at Paducah, Kentucky. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well, and you shall have what you've asked for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shake me. Don't let me talk like that no more. Little lady sitting looking at me right back there with your head up with a high blood pressure. Jesus Christ heals you now. You stand up on your feet. That's true right here with the... Go home now and be well. There sits a man and his wife sitting right here on the end of the row. Both of them has heart trouble. They did have. Right out here. All right, you can go home now. Yes. Go home, be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You stand up, sir, accept your healing, and go home and be made well for the glory of God. How do you do, lady? You believe me to be his servant? God bless you. You're here in behalf of someone else. And that's someone who's got a blood clot. Been operated several times for it's your son. And he doesn't live here. He lives near the Golden Gates at San Francisco, California. And the boy is in a serious condition. And above this, you've been talking to him today or something by telephone. I see you together by telephone. You're trying to persuade him to come down here. The reason that he doesn't come is because he's a backslider. The boy's got a call to the ministry. He knows it, but he's running from God. Go call him and tell him to come here and live and take up his ministry in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not hard for God to heal heart trouble, is it? He can just make all of them well. Don't you believe that? In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, may our brother be healed. Go away from him, enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, come. Something strange taking place when I said that, didn't it? You were healed the same time. You can go on your road rejoicing. You're healed too. You believe with all your heart? You must believe, for a shadow of death is around you. It's a cancer, but Jesus Christ can heal you. You believe that? Accept it. And now I condemn this devil called cancer. Leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Go believing now, sister. All things are possible. Kidney trouble, arthritis. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well? Go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord, and be made well for God's glory. Your trouble's in your back, isn't it? You're healed. Go be made well in Jesus' name. Would you like to eat tonight, Mother? Go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made well. You'll never go blind if you'll trust Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? He's healed your eyes. You can go on your road rejoicing. Be made. Just a moment. There's a lady standing here. She's got a stroke. Mashed in her side. She's wearing a red dress. She's sitting right out there. Stand up on your feet, lady. You're about around 50, 60 years old, somewhere in there. Jesus Christ heals you. Now go home, your hands free. You believe on the Lord Jesus? You believe He's here? Friends, my strength is gone. I love the Lord with all my heart. And He's here. If you're not a Christian, if you're a backslider, would you come here at the altar just a minute for prayer? I invite you in Jesus Christ's name to come here and accept Jesus as your healer, as your Savior. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now's the time to receive it. Come to the altar here and receive this. If you're sick and afflicted, I ask you, no matter what's wrong with you, stand to your feet at this time and be made well while we pray. Lord, I ask Thee in Jesus Christ's name, I condemn every sickness, every sin, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that the devil comes out of the people. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you're a loser.